Welcome to the Toronto Livings Podcast, a conversation about all things Toronto with a focus on real estate, the culture, and of course, the food.
I'm Mark Savelle.
And I'm Joey Virgilio.
And we're realtors with Sage Real Estate working together as a Toronto Livings team with a focus on helping you buy better, sell higher, and of course, having a little bit of fun along the way.
Why don't we do a welcome?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start this one with a welcome.
Okay, you want to start it?
Sure.
All right.
Welcome to the Toronto Livings Real Estate Podcast.
I like that. Smooth.
Yeah, my radio voice is on.
Smooth. Well, let me maybe tell the people where we're going and flex my radio voice.
Yeah.
This week, we are going into the MLS multiverse.
That's a movie trailer voice right there.
I gave it all I got. Apologies in advance if we sound tired today.
Yeah.
We just had a massive Camiso Brothers lunch.
I am ready to fall asleep right now.
I got an arancini, I got a rice ball and a panzerotti.
Yeah.
So I'm fueled with like thick cheese running through me right now.
If nobody's seen this rice ball is like, it's the size of a fist. And I'm pretty sure a full block of cheese inside of that rice ball.
It felt like a good 3-pound bocce ball. Yeah. It had some weight to it. And what'd you get?
I got myself it was a chicken parm sandwich.
Yeah.
Absolute favorite. And I am right now.
Feeling it.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Cause you got all the fixings.
I stacked it up, man. Yeah. Sauteed onions. Oh, yeah. Sweet peppers. Yeah.
Mushrooms. No,
it
looked heavenly.
It's California sandwich. It held the same weight.
Yeah.
It was a heavy duty.
It was a two-hander. Yeah. There's no, you can't balance that on one hand and a drink in the other. You need full commitment on that. Yeah. Cool, man. We had a pretty busy week this week.
We did, yeah.
We did the agents open house on Friday.
Yes, we did.
I think we got to give some shout outs to the gracious people who came through in that storm.
Yes.
Jason and Crystal Fata.
Yep.
Lorena.
Yep.
From Stomp Realty. Chris Mulder, yep. Mortgage broker of life. Who'd you have come through?
Parsa came through.
Parsa, yeah.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Yeah.
That's great hair.
He's got style.
Man. Oh, yeah. I liked it. It was sharp. He came to the door. I thought I was in trouble. I'm like, hello. But thank you for everyone who came out to support us.
100%.
Yeah. Maybe we should do a plug from our sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have sponsors. So our sponsors until we get sponsors is going to be the listings we've got.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about here is we did an open house at 39 Roehampton, right at Yonge and Eglinton. We have a sub penthouse that's for sale, 1600 square feet. And to try to drum up some action, to get some coverage out there, we brought all of our friends, invited all of our friends out to come check out the space.
Yeah.
Mother Nature had other plans.
It did.
We were setting up at 10:30 in clear skies.
It was, you can see the skyline of Toronto. You can see the water.
Stunning.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Boom.
White out.
Snow globe all of a sudden. Yeah.
But we did have espressos.
We did.
We were hand making. We were making espressos on the spot.
Yeah.
And we had those Korean macaroons from the Social Blend.
Yes. Which, by the way, also a plug for Social Blend. Those macaroons they're a killer, man. They're not overly sweet. They kind of just hit a...
And that's what everyone was saying. They love the unit, but they were saying the macaroons, they're not like that sugary...
They're not a sugar punch.
A sugar punch. That's a good word. Yeah. They were good flavors too.
Really good flavors.
Yeah. Matcha green tea.
Yeah.
I still have some in the fridge.
Yeah. The blueberry cheesecake was delicious.
Oh, you had that? Yeah. I had the milk chocolate and the green tea matcha Kit Kat bar. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. They're creative flavors too. They're not just simple. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're at Yonge and Eglinton as well. Maybe I'll pull back my radio voice to do the plug for this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Try my best here. Get the camisos out of my throat. All right. This week is brought to you in part by our listing at 39 Roehampton, unit 4502. This stunning 3-bedroom, 1,600 square foot gem of a unit overlooks views to the south, east from double balconies. 11-foot ceilings will truly captivate those looking to live at Yonge and Eglinton at a price that's affordable. That's all I got.
That was killer.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching Die Hard or about to watch Die Hard.
Well, I don't look like Bruce Willis, but I sure as hell sound like him. Bruce Willis is Die Hard.
Yeah.
I get True Lies and Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Cool. And busy week, you were celebrating a milestone. I think that deserves a shout out.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to the Nana.
Yeah. How old?
90th birthday.
God bless.
Trooper, man.
God bless. They're built different.
Yeah. Very They're true.
Like, I don't see me living to 90. Especially if we keep eating like this, but there's something in them that just keeps on ticking.
She's a trooper, man. Amazing. It was pretty iconic moment seeing her take a picture with all the grandkids. Aww, and yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Big family gathering.
Yeah. They've got everybody out. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to Nonna. Nonna V?
Nonna C, actually.
Nonna C.
Chiquillo, yeah.
Nonna Chiquillo. All right. Shout out, Nonna C. Happy birthday. You know who else had a birthday this week?
Who?
The city of Toronto.
I
didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
And like, I'm like, what a massive miss this is. Like, you should be a city birthday should be like a celebrated marketing event.
It should be.
Like, when was New York's birthday? When is Tokyo's birthday? I don't know. Any major city should be like capitalizing on this.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, that's actually true.
Right? Like, I don't know. We should have like OVO Drake towels for Toronto Day.
when was the birthday?
Tuesday. Oh, Monday.
Monday,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Toronto.
We salute you, you young city you.
Yeah.
I think it was like 183 years old. I'm going to Google it right now because we should know this.
Yeah, we should.
In our name, Toronto Living.
How old? Is there a story behind it?
Do you want it in my radio voice?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. Apparently, according to Google, it's 230 years old.
230?
Yeah.
Youthful.
Well, Vancouver's 137. It's always better in Vancouver. Vancouver Livings, here we come. Montreal's 380 years old. And guess what I don't know if this is the oldest, but according to Google, Quebec City, 414 years old.
Quebec City's 400 years old?
Yeah, 414.
414.
Yeah. Past the drinking
limit. So we're youthful. I'd say we're youthful. We're in our 20s, let's say.
The hangovers don't hurt. Welcome to Toronto. Cool, man. All right, well. Busy week. Yeah. We talked about, I tried Sanwajito.
Okay. Okay.
I met Super Seb.
Yes, you did.
Oh my goodness. Let me just add, to the story that you pitched to them. Cause it was a fantastic recommendation.
Yep.
I went with Jason, 2-for-1 pizza hater.
Yeah.
We show up, it's legit behind a dental practice.
Yeah. Yeah. It threw me for a loop the first time I was there.
And the only way I knew that I was in the right place is there was three other people that looked as lost as me. And I'm like, sandwiches. It's like, yeah.
All right. It's always there's always some chatter.
Yeah. Like, are you here for the sandwich? Yeah. What'd you get? I got it. Okay. So that we called the number on the door.
Yeah.
And Sebastian came down and he had like three bags for other people. And he's like, oh no, you're 1 o'clock. We were 10 minutes early. He's like, yeah, I'm coming for you. 1 o'clock, right on the dot. He came, that lived up to the hype.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a trustable taste palate.
Joey's more than the swan. He is a food connoisseur that you've been looking for.
So tell me, you got the, there's so if anybody doesn't know, there's Sanwajito has three core sandwiches.
Yeah.
The
foundation.
They have the foundational sandwiches. And then he throws in
like a special.
Yeah, he'll have a special from time to time.
Yeah.
And you got one of the core ones.
I believe it was the pork one.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Top. That's the top.
You know what? For me. It was the perfect size.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Belly Busters? It's up by you.
Oh, yeah.
Belly Busters is fantastic, but I'm not eating dinner if I'm having that for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, that's two meals. This was the perfect size where, like, I felt full but not overstuffed.
Yeah.
He threw in some vegan cookies. I should probably saved you one.
Oh yeah.
Cause it was cause
I could have.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll be back soon.
Okay, yeah. I know that. And it was a really good cookie. It was just like, social blend. It didn't have a lot of that sugar. Like, it was just a great tasting cookie.
Yeah,
I didn't feel like your teeth were grimy.
I've seen them post it and they look really good.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. Yeah. So, great find. Highly suggest you check out Sanwajito. You definitely got to order online. There's literally no storefront. You show up, you call the man, he comes down, he gives you your food. The way it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really good. We finished Emily in Paris.
Okay, because when we spoke, I had to go look up what Emily in Paris was.
Oh, man. We finished it, yet every time we get in the car, she plays the theme song. I'm driving around the city. Bonjour, croissant, da, 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 da. I'm like, we watched it. I sat with you. Thankfully, I've got another year before the third or fourth season. I will say, though, like, whoa, the ending?
You're hyping it up right now.
Yeah, well, I got into it.
Yeah.
I'm a low-key Emily in Paris fan. I'm there. She, the ending was a real mind blow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you like, should I be checking it out?
I mean, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it is what it is. It's not like the most deep plotted storyline, but it's a good show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. If end of the day, you want to just kind of unwind, pop on Emily in Paris, the short 20-30 minute episodes.
Oh, I miss that.
Yeah.
They don't do that a lot anymore.
No, it's not like you're committed for an hour and a half. Like it's cute. It's fun. It's drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what they like.
Yeah.
Cool. And maybe that's where all this like movie inspiration, this multiverse, and I'm sure nobody knows what topic we're going to get into after this rant. So let me bring it back a bit. You might not know this, but there are more than one place to look for properties in Toronto.
Yeah.
Right. The most popular is definitely realtor.ca.
Yes.
And we thought that we should take a trip into the multiverse and look at other options.
Yes.
So for those that don't know, let's maybe just get into realtor.ca, give a little 101 on what that is.
Yep.
So that's basically the main source where realtors upload all of the listings that we get. And it's a Canada-wide service. So if you're looking anywhere across the country, realtor.ca is probably the best place to start.
Yeah.
I think we could agree it's not the most comprehensive. Like there's pretty much big room for improvement.
There is quite a bit of room for improvement. It's I think that's the main thing that it's got going for it is it's a combination of every real estate board across Canada.
Correct.
So if you're looking to invest in Calgary or wherever,
yeah,
you can hop on there and see what's happening.
Yeah. You can see the listings.
You can see the listings.
Yeah. Because you've got them all.
Yes.
And so this is where we upload our listings to this realtor.ca website. Now there's also a private MLS that the public can't see. It's not a secret. It's not a super conspiracy here. No Nicolas Cage voices needed. It's we have our Toronto MLS. And this is where we upload our listings to then get populated to the realtor MLS.
Yes.
Right? So hopefully you kind of get a gist of what we're talking about here. Basically, the main website where all houses, condos, commercial property, raw land, it could all be found on realtor.ca.
Yes. Now, some of the things you have to be kind of curious about or cautious about when you're searching. For instance, one of the biggest things I think that has been a thing is listing price.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets very dangerous because you can go look and see a listing price and see, well, this detached is only, $7.99.
Ah, I see what you're saying. That is a very good point.
And you can't just take that at face value.
Yes.
People are not listing the way that you think they are.
Yes.
A lot of them are listing way under market value.
Right.
And they're holding offers a week later where they're expecting a ton of traction. And a, as
bidding
many
war.
And a bidding war, yeah. Basically on the day to push the price to where market value is.
Yeah. So what Joey's saying, and this is a big gap that I think realtor.ca has to fix, is there's no section on the listing that can indicate that there's a bidding war anticipated. And I think it wouldn't take much to add that. And that would be a really huge communication point.
It would. And it shows up in our private side.
Yeah.
So if you're curious about a price, you can always reach out to a realtor. They'll be able to tell you.
Right.
If there's
a bid date.
Yeah. If there's a bid date, there's a bid date and there's lingo offers anytime.
Yeah.
The two words are offers anytime or holding offers.
Yeah.
And if you see offers anytime, that means the listing price is what the seller's expecting or in and around that and ready for negotiations.
Yep.
If that comes. Otherwise it's, so you got to be careful when you're searching through realtor.ca, what you're looking at, and you got to dig a little bit more.
Yeah. Which ties nicely to the second kind of beef we have with realtor.ca is you can't really get stats or sold data.
Yeah.
That is a huge gap that website has.
Yes.
Because I think it is a tremendous opportunity to be the quintessential source of all information related to real estate values.
Yeah.
Yet the general public, no public, not general public, cannot see what a place sold for.
Yes. On realtor.ca.
Big gap.
Huge. And, it could be, I mean, my theory, I will say, is that, this is a big hot topic.
Yeah.
And because realtor.ca is all encompassing, maybe it's just a thing of they're playing it nice and safe and not toying with that line and just saying, kind of giving you the bare minimum.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of conversations between the boards and the different brokerages about potentially opening up that data.
Right.
And when I first heard about it, I didn't think we should open the data up because I said, well, we as realtors will be the ones selling it and compiling that data. And then it could just be opened up for everyone and anyone to get.
Right.
But I took a trip to Melbourne, Australia around that time, see family down there, and their systems opened up and it has no impact on overall pricing. It doesn't, cause prices to be down or you know, it's just more transparency.
Right.
So I hope that in time, realtor.ca does open up and does show the sold prices, because right now that's a big gap in the system. And because of that, there's a few others out there that are capitalizing, a few other websites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Private websites that are doing a great job, because if you see a listing price and you actually want to see what is selling around it, mm-hmm. that's very important information for you yep. to figure out where you'd land if you're going to put an offer in yourself, or just yep. what the neighborhood's doing in general, if you want to even see if it's worth your budget.
Yep. Should we go into the multiverse?
Let's go into the multiverse.
Which superhero would you want to be? I know this is on the spot.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man? Yeah. I haven't seen Ant-Man.
I haven't either.
He just looks cool, though. He's funny. He's like the ability to get really small.
Yeah. The most ridiculous superpowers.
So. Yeah. Jeez, I don't know who I would want to be. I like Aquaman.
All right.
Yeah. With Aquaman. He's jacked, right? He's the big guy. Thor. I want to be Thor.
Yeah.
He's got the best hair. Definitely Thor. Yeah. And he can like fly too, can he?
I don't watch
Marvel. I haven't seen
Maybe it. He jumps really high.
I'm good at jumping high. All right. So Ant-Man and Thor are going into the MLS multiverse. So I think our first stop should be House Sigma.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, I want to plug a shout out. If Uncle George up in Concord, Ontario, he refuses to say Woodbridge. So in Concord, Ontario, I don't know where he factually lives. And Uncle George isn't really my uncle, but I affectionately call him Uncle George. We cycle together.
Okay.
So he reached out to me asking for a sale price of mm-hmm. a home that he saw in the city. And that's quite common. We get these calls often, right?
Yeah.
And I always tell him, like, there's a website you can just go to anytime. and the data is displayed there. It's shared there. So we're talking about House Sigma.
Yes.
And it's a really well-designed app that shows you neighborhood data and what's for sale, as well as what's sold for, and a good statistical comparison.
Yes.
So you have a really good idea of, if you're a buyer, what to expect the place to sell for. Not accurate, but get a range. And if you're a seller, you can kind of get a little bit more insight to what values are for your area.
Yes.
You know, every house is different, upgrades, backyards, lot sizes, etc. But it definitely has more data than realtor.ca.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's great. Actually, this was a go-to even for realtors. Like,
oh yeah.
This was an easier sign-in than going through like our systems to find the sold data.
Totally.
So it was like a staple. Like recently our private side has built some things that make it quicker. So right. I'm getting a little bit away from that, but it's great for just fast information.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. I always get like buyers that I work with, they'll, you know, I got something to tell you. I'm like, what happened? Don't tell me your cousin's a realtor. Not yet, please. And like, well, we're kind of using House Sigma to look for houses as well. I'm like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
It's a great app. And I highly suggest, if you are starting off in the search and you just want to get a sense of values and information, go to housesigma.com or download it. They have an app. I've got it installed on my phone, and it's like one of those quick tools you can just pull out and figure out what's selling in a neighborhood. If you're doing a drive-by of a sign, it's geolocated, so it'll know where that you're on that street, and it'll tell you what the sale price or the list price of the home is.
Yeah, exactly. And it's tied in. So like any realtor that does put it on the market, that does put a property on the market, it'll run through House Sigma if they check the little box that says put it on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. So let's maybe dive into that. Cause that is, so all these websites we're about to talk about, they're not the official MLS website,
yeah,
for lack of better terms. So they don't have all the listings, but I think it's safe to say they probably have like 99.5%.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. There's a chance that there's a couple that are
not listed,
that are
on,
not
it.
Listed yeah. on it. Yeah.
You might find that, but all in all, House Sigma is a really good app to download on your phone, a good website to take a look at. The neighborhood stats are incredible. The trends. This is something that you brought up that I thought was a really good point off air.
Yes.
They do valuations.
The valuations. Yeah. So be weary. That's the one thing, the one caveat is be weary of those house evaluations,
yeah,
because it says right beside it. There's a little, if you're looking at the price of what the price estimate is, there's a little I as an information button beside it. And it literally gives you a statement to say, speak with a realtor to dive in more.
Yeah.
Don't take this number as face value.
Lawyers definitely have run through that app.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. It's not the most accurate algorithm out there. And especially in a shifting market, it could be a couple months behind values plus or minus.
Yep.
So great for getting sold data, great for seeing what's for sale in an area in a very convenient and fast way. Not so great at getting an absolute opinion of value.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're interviewing realtors, it is worthwhile for you to spend some time on Sigma, get a sense of what places are selling for. So when you're meeting with the realtor, you can kind of fact check them a little bit better.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So I think this is great for the industry in a whole to have these type of competitors come out. And actually, House Sigma is a real estate brokerage now as well.
Right.
So you can sign up. It's free. They'll probably reach out to you and try to get your business. Try to use us, but no, it's all good. Like it's a really well run website, and I think you're better having it than not having it on your phone for sure.
Yes, for sure.
I think the only thing with it, as the name suggests, House Sigma, it's just a little house heavy.
Right.
The data set is more for neighborhoods and homes, although they do cover condos. It's not.
It's not as detailed, which actually brings us to what I think would be number two.
Let's go, Ant-Man. Thor is with you.
condos.ca. Mm. There's some information packed into that website.
Totally.
And great. If you're looking for a condo, it is their properties.ca that owns them. Mm. Also properties.ca is also a solid spot to get some information, yeah. But condos.ca, if you want to dig into, stats, they got you covered.
Yeah.
You can really get into like information about a specific building and really dive deep. You know, you can figure out how many, it's got, you know, the general details, how many stories, how many units,
how many floors, year was built.
Yeah.
The developer was.
Yeah. And you can click on all these pages and there's a little blurb on each of these things. So like you can really dive in,
to the individual buildings.
Yeah. I was using it today for a client that's trying to get near, nice. Specific schools, and you can dive in there and, you know, you can choose like what restaurants are close by, what schools are close by. Yeah. Where's the closest subway, where it gives you very, very good detail on, neighborhood stats and price per square footage, which is a really big one.
Absolutely.
I think if you're trying to get a gauge of, you know,
a value.
Yeah. Generally speaking, if you're in the city of Toronto, $1,000 a square foot is, let's say loosely where we're at.
Yeah. Give or take.
Obviously depending on the age of the building and things like that. But you know, you'll see where each building lies within that range.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really helpful if you're looking at like a multi-phase building. Let's say there's three phases, right? And you're phase two. You can just quickly pop up the phone and say like, you know, this one's a little bit more than those two phases. And it's a really good tool to help educate the buyers on values of different buildings.
Yeah.
But I think you hit it right on the head. As the name suggests, this is your go-to app if you're going to be looking at condos.
Yes.
I don't really have much experience on the properties.ca website, but I know when you're comparing the condos, especially in the downtown core, this is definitely a tool you need on your phone.
Yeah. And that's exactly like, I haven't dived too hard in because House Sigma is my go-to for like detached and free, freeholds in general.
Yeah.
But with condos.ca, there's plenty to talk about, but even neighborhood trends, if you're going in as an investment and you want to see what's been doing well or where it has been doing well, what buildings have been performing, like you can take a look.
Yeah. And they got graphs and
different
types of charts. Yeah. If you're analytical, it really is.
You can get lost. Yeah. You can just dive that rabbit
hole. Yeah. Ground zero for like condo data sources.
Yeah.
Data source. I don't know what the word I'm trying to say is. The rice ball is repeating on me here. So it's blocking my flow. Bear with me. It's also a brokerage. Condos.ca are also realtors. So you have to sign up.
They have a pretty intense follow-up structure.
Yeah.
So be wary.
Yeah.
Once you kind of punch your email in.
Yeah, you will probably get a call back from them, but they're friendly.
Yeah.
They don't bite.
No.
Yeah. I used a fake name. They called me.
Yeah.
It was Thor Savelle. Thor Savelle. It kind of caught on. Really.
if you want a trick, I have a trick.
Oh.
All right. Maybe this isn't a good trick or not. I don't know. But okay. I did it when I first signed up with condos.ca.
We're all about transparency. What's the trick?
The trick is if they call you, tell them you're a realtor.
And then they just completely.
And then they just leave you alone.
Fair. That's you know what? That's a good one. I like that trick. See, honesty. Best policy. Just tell them, you know, I like your website. It's really good. And that's what I wanted to do with this episode is really just spotlight that there are alternatives than just using realtor.ca.
Yes.
Right. So Sigma, we've got really good coverage for houses. Condos is your go-to for condos, condos.ca. Now there's a third one. And it kind of does a little bit of both, and it's Strata. I believe it's .ca, strata.ca. So they've got a pretty big, probably like the same 99% listing ratio of all listings on the realtor.ca. They display it on theirs. And they do a pretty good job. I think I like the layout of their interface a little bit better than condos.ca.
Yep.
Like you hit on the point that condos.ca is very stats driven.
Yeah.
They are too, but they display it in a little bit more eye appeasing way.
Yeah.
Eye appealing. That's the word. Yeah. And they are also extremely detailed. It's just, you can absorb the information a little bit more streamlined.
Yes.
So they're kind of like the newer improved version.
They do. And they do, they're a nice middle ground of, you know, freeholds and condos. What I like about them is that they do dive into like the neighborhood blurbs, the building blurbs. You can get to know a little bit on each, I guess wherever you're looking, whether it be freehold or condo, but solid. They display the information really nicely.
Yeah. They've got like the price ranking. They've got the rented houses nearby. So it's just a few extra data sets that some of the other ones you mentioned don't have, and far more than realtor.ca has, unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone from the board listening, there needs to be a lot more oomph.
The private sector is just, they're coming out of the gates swinging, and there's lots to improve on in that sense.
Yeah, and I think like as AI technology gets worked into more of these platforms, the pricing will be improved. The price guesstimates will be definitely a lot more.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think over time we'll see things, but I mean, reach out to somebody when you really start diving into it.
And let's maybe tie it back, because we do have a tool as realtors that we can use that's, I find, quite helpful. Like, the buyers seem to really appreciate this.
Yeah.
Realm. R-E-L-M.
Yes.
Is it called Realm?
It's called Realm.
Is that how you spell Realm?
Good question.
Right? I'm like, Raheem? Right. I'm like, no, stop overcomplicating. Anyways, you don't need to know the name. It's an internal system we use called Realm. And whenever we start working with a buyer, we sign them up or we invite them to use this program.
Yeah.
And it's driven directly from our private realtor MLS. So every and all listing that comes up, you'll get notified the second it comes on.
Yes.
And this system is definitely a step up than the one we were using before. Like, there is forward motion. They're just not moving as quick as some of these private guys, private brokerages.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
The platform. Yeah. I mean, like, they're still building it, I will say.
Yeah.
So it's doing a really good job if you want to take a bit, and it's quick. Like, the thing about Sigma and the thing about realtor.ca, any of those private sites, is that they'll take an extra second to update. So, so if you're looking to see sold data of something that just happened, or if you're looking, and you're looking maybe a day early or maybe an afternoon early, it hasn't shown up yet. Realm is instant.
Yeah. There's no lag. That's a very good point. I think there's about a 4 to 6 hour delay, I find, with the website. Cause their feed doesn't get populated as instant as ours would. That will probably change in the months to come. But yeah, if, let's say, you set up a specific parameter, you want to find a specific condo in Yorkville, we could physically draw out that map. And the second that listing hits the MLS, even if the photos aren't uploaded yet, you, the consumer, you get notified.
Instant, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, it's especially when the market was red hot in last year, 2022-ish.
You had to, that was very important.
It was very important.
Yeah.
You had to be on it. Like, sometimes sight unseen, you had to like, okay, this came up. Maybe you've been to the building before, so you're a little bit familiar with the layouts and whatnot. But Realm was definitely something, or is something, that we use with our clients, and it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, great way to, I mean, with us, it's a great way to communicate with your realtors as well. There's chats and things like that if you're pinging properties.
That is a good point. You could, it's not really Tinder-esque, but you could like and have like favorites and stuff like that, and that helps us get a sense of what you're looking for as a buyer. And yeah, you could really speed up the process to help eliminate some of the units that we may handpick that the buyer's like, no, that's not me at all.
Yeah.
This is a really good way to virtually go through it and give us a good sample of what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then, I will say though, like, as good as the technology is, it still goes back to having a knowledgeable realtor on your side.
Yes.
Because what none of these websites do, and this is probably a good legal reason, is they don't really flag any big issues in a building. Like, let's talk condos maybe for a second.
Yeah.
Like, is there, and houses we'll get into, but like, is the status certificate, is the reserve fund low? Is there going to be a special assessment? Is there lawsuits? Is there a known problem in this building? No website that I've come across so far really says that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And it's not, if there is issues, there's not something that are usually, on the advertisement.
No, unfortunately not. And that's where I think the value of the realtor, a knowledgeable one who's familiar with certain buildings, is really worth their weight in gold.
Yeah.
Because, there's certain buildings that I won't name on air that I just won't show. I know it's going to make a bad investment for someone to live there. If the maintenance fee is over $1 a foot, that's a red flag for me. Just don't even bother showing it. And the same goes for houses. Like, there's no website that displays, yeah, this house is great, it's priced well, but it also has a leaky basement or, you know, a roof issue or a plumbing issue, whatever the issue is. I think that would be a nice addition to start seeing a place to really disclose anything that you're aware of.
Right. Right.
Now the lawyers might red flag that and be like, you know,
yeah,
okay. But yeah, if, I mean, the whole purpose of what we're trying to achieve here is more transparency. I think that would be a cool feature to have.
Yeah. Agreed.
Where you can kind of list things that you should be aware of.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a massive gap to be filled by another private enterprise.
Hey, that right? Could just tackle specifically this issue. Yeah.
That just displays those type of things in the home and yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I guess those are the three I'd say there is more out there to look through, but I think as a go-to source, those three will cover you pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking like what should be in your tool belt. Realtor.ca is maybe the belt you wear, but then the tools you have hanging off of it that really help you get better informed. Yeah.
Yeah.
HouseSigma.com, Condos.ca, and Strata.ca.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything we want to talk about that's coming up in the next little bit?
Good point. Yes, we have a really cool loft hitting the market on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. So 1001 Roselawn, kind of, it's called the Forest Hill Lofts. Full transparency. It's not Forest Hill. And I hate when people do that, when they name something that's not, you know, but it's whatever. Forest Hill Lofts, 1001 Roselawn. It's a cool space. It's just under 1,000 square feet of interior space plus about a 300 square foot rooftop terrace.
Yes, it does.
It's a hard loft. It was originally built in 1930, converted in 2002. The spaces, the room sizes are really well thought out.
Yep.
I've been into probably every unit in this building, and this is the only one I've ever seen that has a raised den.
Right.
So the office space is kind of, it could be a third bedroom or a den, but it's a raised element, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
13-foot ceilings, exposed concrete. Like when we're talking loft, this is loft.
Yeah, yeah, it's the epitome of hard loft. It's got that kind of like New York-y.
Very much.
Yeah, very like industrial type feel to it.
Yeah.
But cozy at the same time. It's a cool spot.
It's a cool spot. We're pricing it quite attractively. We are holding off for offers. So we're going to come out at $850,000. It's got parking, it's got locker, and it actually even has... So the second bedroom is up a mezzanine, so it's kind of like a raised level. And below that, it has an internal storage unit in the unit and a separate locker in addition to.
Right.
So if like you collect a lot of stuff, there's space to put it in this type of place. Coming to the market on Monday, reviewing offers on the 21st, I think. Tuesday. Yeah, the 21st.
Yeah, just after the weekend.
Yeah. So we got that listing coming up this week. And I think with that, we should exit the multiverse.
Oh, it's time.
Do we walk through a portal?
You got to leap through the portal.
Should I use my radio voice?
Oh, to exit us? Oh, 100%.
Joey, take my hand. It's time to leave the MLS multiverse. Da, 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 da. And away we go. To more veal sandwiches. See you in episode 4. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Livings Real Estate Podcast. You could find more information on how we work over at TorontoLivingsWithAnS.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to get price reports from over 150 different neighborhoods in the city each and every month.
If you got any value, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you made it this far, thanks for listening.